Chapter 3 Gundicha Mandir Marjana. We should know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without second. He is the same God for the Christians, Muslims, Hindus, and all others. There are not different gods. He is the same God, the same Allah, the same Christ. Just as there is one sun and one moon for the entire world, similarly, there are not different gods for different people. How can God be divided? There cannot be more than one God. Otherwise, all the gods will quarrel over territory and position. There is only one God, but he appears according to the vision of the devotee. An analogy can be given in relation to the moon. It appears that there are 15 different moons. For 15 days, the moon gradually increases in size, eventually becoming a full moon. After that, it decreases in size again, becoming a new moon on the last day of the month. The moons are not different. It is the names of the moon that are different. Full moon, new moon, quarter moon, and so on. Similarly, there is only one God, but he appears to be many, because people have seemingly divided him up by their different languages and understandings. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has many manifestations, such as Ram, Nrsimha, Jagannath, Baladev, and Narayan, and they are all the same. Even the person Christians call God is the same, for he is also one of Krishna's manifestations, as are Allah and Jehovah. These are all names of God's manifestations. Some of these manifestations are more complete and have more power, and some have less power. The full moon, the new moon, and the stages in between all belong to the same moon, but we see differences according to our angle of vision. Actually, the moon is always full, but we consider that it is waxing or waning when it is covered to varying degrees. In the same way, Krishna is one without a second. He has innumerable manifestations, but they are all Krishna. We are also parts and parcels of Krishna. We are not Krishna, but at the same time we are non-different from him. Both principles are there, difference and non-difference. We can use the analogies of the sun and its rays, and the fire and its heat. They are also different and non-different. This is an astonishing truth, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained thoroughly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. Sometimes he manifests in this world personally, and sometimes he sends his associates to give pure knowledge. All the souls here in this world are eternal servants of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the true conception, whether we accept it or not. We have forgotten him from the beginning of the creation of this world, so he sometimes descends and performs very sweet and powerful pastimes, so that all conditioned souls will be attracted to him and engage in his service. He sometimes descends as Krishna, sometimes as Rama, sometimes as Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. We cannot realize Krishna if our hearts are full of lust, worldly desires, and unwanted habits. He cannot come into our hearts under these circumstances, so these impurities must first be given up. There is no place for doubt in devotion. No one has any confusion or doubt about whether the sun exists, so why should there be any doubt about the existence of the Creator of millions of suns? He can create millions and millions of worlds in a moment, and he can also destroy them. Sometimes he comes here only to save us and to engage us all in his service. Other than serving him, there is no way to be happy in this world or in any other world. There is only one God, and ignoring him is the cause of our unhappiness. We can be happy if we engage in Krishna's service. Don't be afraid that serving him will be like serving someone in this world. There is immense happiness in serving him, more so than in serving your wife, husband, children, father, and so on. There is very, very relishable love and affection in his service. There is so much love and affection in Krishna's transcendental abode, oceans of love and affection. In this world, the master gains and the servant has to lose something, but it is not like that there. First, we should know that we are Krishna's eternal servants, but we have forgotten him, and that is the cause of all our suffering and sorrow, birth and death. We should have very firm faith in this. Don't have any doubt that we are spirit souls, parts and parcels of Godhead, that we are his eternal servants, and that it is due to forgetting him that we are suffering now. We can realize his mercy if we chant his name and surrender to him, giving up all doubts just as Arjuna did. Jagannath Dev, Baladev Prabhu, and Subhadra have descended to this world from their transcendental abode. We will gradually try to explain the true identity, Swarup, of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. Today is the day of Gundicha Mandir Marjana, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita states that the temple of Jagannath represents Dwarka, while the temple at Gundicha is called Sundarachal and represents Vrindavan. All the gopis such as Lalita, Vishakha and Srimati Radhika are there in Vrindavan, and so are Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all the other Brijavasis. Vasudev, Devaki, Baladev, Subhadra and all the other Dwarka Vasis reside in Dwarka. While Krishna resides in Dwarka, he always remembers the Brijavasis, his father Nanda Baba, his mother Yashoda, his cows, calves, friends, and especially his beloved gopis. He sometimes becomes so distraught in separation from them that he arranges to go to Vrindavan to meet them. One day, before the Rath Yatra festival, Mahaprabhu leads all the devotees to the Gundicha Mandir to clean it. On the next day, Jagannath Dev goes to Gundicha Mandir along with Baladev, Subhadra and his devotees for 10 days, after which they all return. Just as Jagannath goes to Gundicha Mandir after it is cleaned, so he may come into your heart if you make it very pure and clean. This festival of Gundicha Marjana has been performed every year since Satya Yuga. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that previously, before the participation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the servants of the king used to clean that temple. But they would not clean it properly, because they were being paid to do it. They could not give Jagannath much pleasure, because they had no devotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, told the king through his priest Kashi Mishra, "I would like the service of cleaning the temple and the surrounding area to be given to us." He told Kashi Mishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others, "Please get permission from the king so that this year I myself will serve the Gundicha Mandir along with my associates. We will sweep and clean it ourselves. There is no need to send any servants of the king, no need at all. We only need some brooms and pitchers." Hundreds and thousands of pitchers and brooms were obtained, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates arrived. Thousands of Bengali devotees and many thousands of Orissan devotees accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with dancing and kirtan. They had about 15 mridangas and many kartals. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave them all garlands and chandan, and then dancing in line formation, they all began to sing. They all went to Gundicha Mandir, singing and dancing, and holding their brooms and pitchers. The king became very happy. He wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve him. But although he was a very high-class devotee, he had the name and position of a king. He had great wealth and reputation, and was always surrounded by armies, commanders, and so on. Following the regulations of the Sannyas order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted a sense enjoyer, a Vishayi, such as a king, to come to him. He considered that it would be a disturbance, because he would be bound to hear mundane talk, Vishayi Gitar. We will be alarmed and fearful if a snake comes near us, even if its poison has been removed. Similarly, a devotee fears association with a sense enjoyer, because it will disturb his sudden bhajan. Now, however, we ourselves are like sense enjoyers, because we are hankering for wealth, reputation, and position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Bhagavan himself. He is non-different from Jagannath, but he is playing the role of a devotee, which is why he had sent a representative to tell the king, "I want to go personally and clean the entire temple." The king had then requested Kashi Mishra, who was his superintendent, minister, priest, and spiritual master. His devotees can take whatever utensils and other paraphernalia they want. Mahaprabhu had thus called his associates, such as Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, and others. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu were also there, along with all the Gaudiya Bhaktas. There were thousands and thousands of devotees, and on the evening before the festival, Mahaprabhu had told them all, "You should each bring a broom made of coconut tree fibers, and each of you should bring a clay pitcher." Now, on the next day, at about 7 in the morning, devotees assembled from all over India and all over the world, not only 1 or 200,000, but about 1 million. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted flower garlands and chandan himself, and then he gave them all to the devotees. They all wanted to offer pranam to him, but instead, he very humbly offered pranam to all of them. Nityananda Prabhu wanted to touch his feet, but he very humbly touched Nityananda's feet. He had no false ego, thinking, "I am Guru. Everyone should respect me. Why should I respect others?" Actually, people who think like that are not pure devotees. A guru is one who respects others. His symptoms are Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Suhishana, Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. Shikshastikam, verse 3. He is very humble, even more so than a blade of grass, and he is also very tolerant, more than a tree. Even if a tree is dry, it will never request water, water, water. If someone cuts the branches of a tree, it will not protest, "Oh, spare me, don't cut me." It will never speak like that. Mango trees give very sweet mangoes, even if one throws stones at the tree in an attempt to make the mangoes fall. The bark, seeds, fruits, leaves, and sap of trees are always for others, not for themselves. Krishna tells us that we should be like the trees. In other words, our lives should be for others, not for ourselves. And our lives should be especially for Krishna. If one lives only for himself, he is of lower consciousness than the trees. The devotees with Mahaprabhu were touching each other's feet and at the same time performing kirtan. Each holding a broom and a pitcher, they performed Nagasankirtan, the entire distance from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha. The hundreds of thousands of devotees began to bring water from the very large pond known as Indradumna Sarova. And as they did so, they said Krishna, Krishna to each other as they gave and received the clay pitchers. They were filling their clay pots with water, carrying the pots on their heads or in other ways, and giving them to others, saying Hare Krishna to others on the way. Then taking back the empty pots, they again said, Hare Krishna. In this way, they were running back and forth very quickly. Similarly, while the devotees were sweeping, they were saying, Krishna, Krishna. Everything was going on only with the chanting of the names Krishna, Krishna, and no other sound could be heard. If a clay pot was broken due to the haste, there would be sounds of, O Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And new clay pots were brought from a shop at once. In this way, everyone was engaged in cleaning the courtyard of the Gundicha Mandir. Water was thrown everywhere, and all the areas were cleared so that torrents of water flowed from the drain like a current of a river. Mahaprabhu cleaned everywhere, high and low, throwing water here and there, and thus everything became as clean as his own heart. This is known as Gundicha Mandir Marjana. Your heart is like a throne, a Shingasan, and you will have to clean it if you want to keep Krishna and Radhika there. First clean it, and then they will come. Who will clean it? Nityananda Prabhu may do so, and Gurudev may do so, and you will also have to do something. Guru will help you. He has the power to do so, and he is very merciful. But you will also have to do something. You must follow his orders. Be like Arjuna, who told Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Shishyaste ham sadi mam tvam prapanam. I have offered myself at your lotus feet. I will follow your order and obey all your instructions. Krishna then ordered him to fight, and he was successful. Similarly, Guru can help you if you follow and obey him. But if you disobey, that is an offense, and your desire to serve Krishna will disappear. Try to obey. For example, Gurudev says you should chant every day. You should chant not less than 16 rounds, and chant your Guru Gayatri and all other Gayatri mantras daily. A disciple may say, Gurudev, I'm so weak. I cannot chant Gayatri mantra. When I chant, I get a headache. I become sick, and my mind becomes upset. What should I do? Gurudev will reply, you should continue to chant, and your headache, sickness, and all other disturbances will go away. But you will have to do it. Then, if you do not obey, what can he do? Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was cleaning the temple. Merely sweeping with a broom will not do, for a broom can never touch our hearts. In order to demonstrate this, Mahaprabhu told his associates, we should chant and remember performing kirtan along with the sweeping. Then it will have some effect. If you are cleaning your house in your householder life, while you sweep, you can sing, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Whatever job you do, chant these names with your heart, and then your heart will be swept. It will become pure and clear, neat and clean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates began to perform kirtan with many mridangas, calls and kartals. The temple compound was so large that over 2 million devotees were able to fit there, and they swept and cleaned everywhere. Mahaprabhu personally took his Uttariya Vesh, the sannyas upper cloth, and he cleaned the spots that were very stubborn. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 12.1.99.104 has stated, Shri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Vrindai Samarjayan Shalanata Sagora Sva Chita Vak Chitalam Ujvalam Cha Krishna Pavo Paikam Chakra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way he made it as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus he made the temple a befitting place for Krishna to sit. Shri Haste Karena Simhasanera Marjana Prabhu Age Jala Ani Deya Bhakta Gana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water for the Lord.
Nijavastre Kaile Prabhu Griha Sammarjana Mahaprabhu Nijavastre Majila Simhasana.
The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. End of translations. We should give up all our worldly positions and ego that dictates, I am so intelligent, I have so much power, I am the superintendent, I am the monarch of all, I am Guru. Advaita Acharya was Mahavishnu himself, and he was very humble and polite, and he also cleaned the temple. All the devotees were sweeping, as was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. First they swept away very big stones, stone chips and pieces of grass. If you want to make a seat in your heart for Radha and Krishna, your heart must be like Vrindavan. And if you do not make your heart very pure and transcendental like Vrindavan, Krishna cannot come. If you have any worldly desires, they will be like thorns pricking Krishna's body. These thorns are lust, anger, greed, envy, attachment for worldly things, quarreling and criticizing. If you want bhakti, don't criticize anyone. Be tolerant and follow this verse. Trinadapi sunichena, tarurapi suhichena, amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. Shikshastakam, verse 3. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respects to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. End of translation. If you do not have these four qualities, you will never be able to chant, because the holy name is transcendental. You cannot chant with your tongue, and you cannot see Krishna with your eyes. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Griyam Indriya Sevana Mukhya Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234. Material desires cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. End of translation. You should think, I am serving Krishna by chanting. This is my service. O Krishna, please purify me. If you surrender and offer yourself unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he will mercifully come and dance on your tongue. There are three stages of chanting, Namaparad, Namabhas, and Shuddhanam. When you practice by your tongue and by your endeavor, this is Namaparad. When you chant with some Shraddha, faith, then it will be Namabhas. And if your chanting is pure, then Krishna himself will dance on your tongue. You should try to pray to Krishna, I offer myself unto your lotus feet, giving up all worldly desires. I have no beloved except you. You are mine. Be like the gopis, and then Krishna may come. When the stones were cleared away, and thousands of devotees, along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, and Sri Sarab Damodar, swept again, Mahaprabhu told them, I want to see who has swept up the biggest pile of dust. Everyone should collect their pile in their cloths, and I will examine them. Otherwise some may cheat the others by only pretending to sweep and not really doing so. In the end, everyone saw that Mahaprabhu had swept up much more than all the others combined. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would give a very sweet lesson to those who were only pretending instead of actually sweeping. He would say to them, Oh, you have done so much. You should teach others. Hearing these joking words, all the devotees would laugh. The devotees swept three times, and there is a deep meaning behind this. We have committed so many offenses, we are in so much ignorance, and we have so many unwanted habits. We should very boldly and strongly give up activities that are not favorable for Krishna bhakti. And we should very boldly reject things and people that are not favorable to bhakti. We should totally reject any wish, any desire, or any result that is not favorable for pleasing Krishna or a pure devotee and guru. We should reject anyone who criticizes high-class devotees. You can defeat his arguments, and if you are like Hanuman, you can burn all of Lanka, and you can cut out his tongue. If you are not of Hanuman's caliber, then you should block your ears and simply leave that place where criticism is going on. Always try to accept only the things, the society, and the association that are favorable for bhakti. Do not desire or accept praise for yourself. Never have any wish to be honored by others, but always give honor to all devotees according to their standard of bhakti. The heart of a devotee who is chanting and remembering Krishna should be pure. Why should a brahmachari or sannyasi who has been worshipping, chanting and serving his Gurudev for 20 years have the desire to marry and amass wealth? Why does he leave aside his sannyas or brahmachari saffron cloth and get a girlfriend or even a boyfriend? This is not advancement towards Krishna. It may be that he has neglected pure devotees and has no faith in his Gurudev's words. It may also be that his Gurudev is fallen. A devotee who is chanting the holy name purely from the beginning will be like Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Das Goswami left everything and never again accepted worldly enjoyment. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj left worldly life and his wife and children, and he never returned to them again. If brahmacharis and sannyasis accept worldly life again, it means they have no faith in Krishna's name. Krishna has invested his whole power, his whole mercy, opulence and so forth in his name. Brahma can create the world only by the mercy of this name. By his chanting of this name, Shankar too can only perform any task by chanting Krishna's name. Neither of them can do anything without the help of the holy name. We have no faith that Krishna's name can maintain our lives. From the beginning, we have no taste and have committed so many offenses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore telling us, you must purify your hearts. If you want to be devotees and realize Krishna, and if you want Krishna to be seated in your hearts, but you have no power to do it. You cannot purify your hearts, so who will purify them? You can do it if you are under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Gadadha Pandit, Sri Swarup Damodar, and Sri Rai Ramananda. Otherwise, your doubts will never go away, and you will commit offenses, and you will remain attached to unwanted habits. So many desires to taste worldly enjoyment will come to you, and you will not be able to check them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore instructing us. He himself was sweeping along with his devotees in order to teach us. That is why his devotees swept a first time, then a second time, and then a third time. The first time they swept, they removed big stones, chips, and grasses. The second time they removed very fine dust, and the third time still finer dust. When all the dust was taken out, there still remained spots of black tar, which cannot be removed simply by sweeping. For this you will have to try much harder, and you will have to use a very sharp instrument, and then you will have to wash off the spots with a cleaner, like kerosene or alcohol. These spots are our offenses, and they will not disappear by sweeping alone. These spots are deceit, kutinati, the desires for profit, lab, adoration, puja, and fame, pratishta. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, verse 159, has explained this, and Srila Swami Maharaj has given the translation.
Nisidachara kutinati jiva himsana la puja pratishtadi yata upasakgana.
Some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. Diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. Nowadays, many persons have no proper respect for Vaishnavas. They tell them, oh, you cannot enter our temple. Juniors are not giving proper respect to seniors, and seniors are not giving proper respect, love, and affection to juniors. This is the problem, and the root of it is our offenses to the holy name. Many devotees have no regard for the holy name. They have no strong faith in chanting, and that is why so many senior devotees are going away, and junior devotees are coming, becoming senior, and then also going away. These are the problems nowadays. You can easily give up your children, your wives, your husbands, your relatives, and even your wealth. But it is very hard to give up the desire for praise, and it is hard to follow this verse of Shikshastakam number 3. Trinadapi sunichena, tarodapi suhichena, amanina manadena, kirtanya sarahari. Thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than the insignificant grass that has been trampled beneath everyone's feet, being more tolerant than a tree, being prideless and offering respect to all others according to their respective positions, one should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. End of translation. This is the meaning of sweeping the heart, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this. At this stage, you will honor even a creeper and a tree. What to speak of devotees? You will see Krishna in everyone and everywhere, and then you will be able to honor everyone properly. We should try to sweep in our hearts today, on this sacred day of Gundicha Mandir Marjana. We should try to understand what are nisidachar, prohibited activities. For example, if you are a brahmachari or sannyasi, you should be far away from lust.
Asat sangatyage e vaishnava achara, stri sangi eka asadu krishna bhakta ara.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22:87. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to the opposite sex. Vaishnava should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Try to follow this, whether you are a family man or in the renounced order. Do not associate with Mayavadis, who do not believe in the personal form of Krishna or Godhead. To such persons, everything is God, which means that everything is zero. Also, do not associate with those who are lusty. One should remain very far away from such people. Do not tell lies. Do not be duplicitous. Do not be like politicians. Do not be hypocrites. These are basic principles. Kutinati. Ku means evil. Ti means the. Na means no, or that which is prohibited. And ti means particular. Kutinati means activities that are like those of Putana. The word Putana means impure, and she was the first demon killed by Krishna. She killed impurity first of all. First be pure by body, mind and soul, by chanting and remembering, and by always serving Vaishnavas and giving them proper respect. Jiva Himsana, don't kill anything, even a creeper. This is also a basic principle. Jiva Himsana means violence, but in this connection, violence does not only mean killing by the hands or by weapons, it also means killing by the tongue, mind or heart. Do not be envious. If you want to be pure devotees, remove envy from your hearts and don't criticize any Vaishnava, for this is also Himsa. These spots will not be removed merely by sweeping, nor will they disappear simply by washing them with water. Rather, they will only become stronger and more prominent. In other words, these spots are not very easy to remove. They manifest as offenses at the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and Guru, and also as neglect of Guru. Among the 10 kinds of Nam Aparad, the first is the offense to pure devotees. The aspiring devotee must remove all these spots quickly, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore took his own outer garment and washed everything, up, down, here and there, and everywhere. He did not leave even one corner unclean. Thousands and thousands of devotees continually took water from Indradumna Sarova and placed the water pots in the hands of Sri Swarup Damodar. Sri Ramananda Rai, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, and Sriman Mahaprabhu himself. Nowadays, those who consider themselves guru will give orders to others and do nothing themselves. They think that they should only taste delicious Mahaprasad and enjoy opulent surroundings. They may even have chairs made of gold. Such false gurus do not remain, rather they go to hell. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was clearing away all unwanted mentalities and behaviors. In the first and second verses of his Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami also discusses the unwanted habits to be swept away. Without such sweeping, pure bhakti cannot be attained, even in millions of births. In the first verse, Rupa Goswami states, Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam, jiva vegam udara pashtra vegam, etan vegam yo vishaheta dhira, sarvam apiman prithivim shashishyate. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make disciples all over the world. There are six kinds of vegas, urges, and the root is the tongue, which has no backbone. If you cannot control the tongue, all the other five urges will control you, and if you do control it, everything else will be controlled. The tongue has two functions, the first of which is speaking. If this function is not controlled, you may say anything wrong to another person, and that may create a very big problem for you. You may even be ruined forever. Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, once said something that was actually correct, but the circumstances in which she said it were inappropriate. She told Duryodhan, "Your father is blind, and you are also blind, like father, like son." Duryodhan was offended, and as a result, the great Mahabharat war was fought, and millions of people were killed. Similarly, the Ramayan war was fought only for Sita's tongue. She chastised Lakshman, and this ultimately led to a war in which so many were killed. You should therefore try to control your tongue. Do not speak what should not be spoken. The second function of the tongue is eating. If you eat meat, fish, and other prohibited items, or if you take drugs, they will also harm you, and you will not be able to control your mind or your heart. On the other hand, everything will be controlled if you only take Mahaprasad and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the second verse of Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami states, Atyahara prayasyascha prajalpo niyamagraha jnana sangas chaloliam cha sadbhya bhakti vanishyati. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities. 1. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. 2. Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to attain. 3. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. 4. Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. 5. Associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And 6. Being greedy for mundane achievements. Both Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj have written commentaries on how to be free from these habits, and we can clean our hearts by reading these commentaries. It is stated in Srila Swami Maharaj's purport, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 12:135. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire for fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity again comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kutinati, fault-finding, and pratishtha, the desire for name and fame and high position, jivahimsa, envy of other living entities, nisaracha, accepting things forbidden in Shastra, karma, desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example of pratishtha, one may attempt to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place. End of purport. Some Western devotees once went to Puri. They were not allowed to take darshan of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra in the temple, but they were able to go to the Totodaganath temple, Srila Haridas Thakur's samadhi, and Siddha Bakul. One of those devotees gave over $1,000 to an Indian pujari at Siddha Bakul and said, "Give me the mala kept here, the beads on which Haridas Thakur was chanting." The man took the $1,000, stole the mala, and gave it to that devotee, who then thought, "Oh, when I chant on this mala, I will be liberated and I will have bhakti." Simply imitation will not do, however. That person was offensive. Nowadays, many people want to have large mala, weighing not less than 5 kilos. They cannot chant properly, but still they collect big tulsi neck beads with Radhe Radhe written on them. This will not do. Rather, false ego will increase by this. Try to chant and remember purely and associate with devotees. It is stated in the same purport, "One's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur, just because one lives in a holy place." These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, namely desires for women and money. In this way, the heart is again filled with dirty things and becomes harder and harder, like that of a materialist. Gradually, one desires to become a reputed devotee or an avatar incarnation. End of commentary. Nowadays, there are so many incarnations like this. They have no belief in God, but they want to be guru, and after some days they fall down. This disease of false gurus and gods is spreading like the plague, and now there are so many gods both in India and in the West. We have been duplicitous since our birth, but now we must become very simple, and we should always honor devotees. Also be free from lobe, the greed for worldly things. Be free from thinking, "I must have this thing, or my relatives and neighbors have very good cars, but I don't." Be simple like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who followed the instructions given to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gramya kata na sanibe, gramya varta na kahibe, bala na kahibe, ara bala na paribe. Amani manadahana Krishna nama sadalabe, vraje radha Krishna seva manase karibe.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 6, 236-237. Do not talk like people in general, or hear what they say. You should not eat very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. End of translation. Follow Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, and others like them. Be simple, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Mahaprabhu personally removed all the spots from the singhasan on which Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra would sit. He did not leave it to anyone else to do. This means that we should try to make our hearts like a singhasan, where Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra will sit, where Radha and Krishna will sit, and where Mahaprabhu will sit. This opportunity will not come if there are dirty thoughts and aspirations in our hearts. They will never come. Take your ears in your hands and promise, "From today I will practice properly. Krishna will provide for you if you are always chanting and remembering. He will look after you and sometimes he may come to you as a servant, bringing paraphernalia for you on his head. There are many examples as evidence of this. So do not worry about how to maintain yourselves. The only problem should be how to purify yourselves and how to attain love and affection for Krishna. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning, a very young Gaudiya Bhakta took a pitcher of water, poured the water on Mahaprabhu's feet and drank some of it. Mahaprabhu then appeared very angry and said, "What are you doing? Nonsense! Jagannath is coming here. Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and you are cleaning here, preparing for him to come. I am an ordinary person, a man, and yet this person is washing my feet and taking that water to drink? This offense is very bad for me, and for you also. If you wash the feet of an ordinary person in Krishna's temple, it is a very big offense." Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath himself, but he is giving instruction to others. A bona fide guru will never proudly think, "Very good, my disciple comes and places flowers on my feet, pours water on them, washes them, sprinkles that water on others, and then drinks it." A pure Vaishnava or guru never considers, "I am an advanced devotee." Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, has said,
"Na prema gando sti darapi meharo kranda miso bhagya baram prakshitum vamsi vilasananya lokanam vina bibharamiyat pranapatanga kanbrita."
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 45. "My dear friends, I do not have the slightest tinge of love of Godhead within my heart. When you see me crying in separation, I am just falsely exhibiting a demonstration of my great fortune. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect without purpose." End of translation. "I have not even a scent of bhakti to Krishna. I am more wretched than anyone." Radhika herself is saying, "Oh, the forest deer are superior to me. They can go near to Krishna and beg his love and affection as a beloved, but we cannot go there. The rivers are also so much more fortunate than us gopis. Krishna goes to the Jamuna to bathe, and she can embrace Krishna. She can give him a lotus flower from her hand like waves. She can give her whole heart to Krishna and tell him, 'Oh, my beloved.' When Krishna plays on his flute, she becomes stunned and stops flowing. She is much greater than us, for we cannot do as she does. And what is the condition of the calves and cows? The cows are grazing, but when they hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute, they raise their ears to hear and to drink in the sweet nectar of that flute. Their calves also drink the nectar of Krishna's flute through their ears. While they drink the milk from their mother's udders, they hear the flute, and at that time they forget the milk altogether. They never swallow it, nor spit it out, and it simply remains in their mouths. Oh, we are not like this." Mahaprabhu similarly laments, "The fish are superior to me. If they were taken out from water, they will die at once. But I am not dying, although I have no darshan of Krishna. How wretched I am." Nowadays, many devotees think, "Gurudev simply gave us chanting beads, and by this we became more than God, and we began to control the whole world." The next day, however, we see that nothing is there, no tulsi beads, no chanting beads, nothing. And now they have again become like mice. Mahaprabhu performed this pastime in order to teach us devotional principles. So he called Swarup Damodar and told him, "Swarup Damodar Prabhu, just see the behavior of your Gaudiya Bhakta. He is insulting me in front of Thakurji. You have not instructed him how to be a pure devotee. See how he is behaving. He is in the temple of Jagannath, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and although I am an ordinary person, he is pouring water on my feet and drinking it. This is very offensive to Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, and I am very upset about this." Swarup Damodar then slapped the young devotee and dragged him outside as a gesture. Actually, he was very happy with him. Outside the temple, When he was beyond Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's view, he told that devotee, "You have done very well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath himself, so he wants to teach others that we should not behave like this towards ordinary persons. You have done nothing wrong. You have done a right thing. Wait here and I will call for you again." Then, when he was called, that Bengali devotee told Mahaprabhu, "I have done wrong." He begged for forgiveness, and Mahaprabhu forgot the matter. No one should tell anyone else to worship him. One should not love anyone or weep for anyone in front of the deity. You can only do pranam to your pure Gurudev, not to anyone else. Wherever the deities are present, we should not try to control anyone. That will be an offense. We can learn all the rules and regulations of deity worship by reading the book Archana Dipika. Nowadays, gurus are coming like kangurus. All are gurus, but none are gurus. They are everywhere, like germs of a plague. They are cheetahs, not gurus. They are not Bhagavan. In India, you can very easily find so many gods, so many supreme personalities of godheads. One thinks that he is Shankar, another thinks that he is Ganesh, and someone else thinks that he is Saraswati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this day would come. To enter the real process of bhakti, hear from the proper person, take his words into your heart and try to follow him. Then you can sweep your heart and also become a pure devotee. First you will enter the stage of Kanishta Adhikar, Madhyam Adhikar, and then you will be a devotee. Otherwise you are like a shadow devotee, fallen. Krishna has given you good intelligence. You should realize whether someone is a pure devotee or not. And if he is, then you should hear from him. A sadhu is a very elevated devotee who embodies this verse, Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. Translation of this verse. The cultivation of activities that are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, or in other words, the uninterrupted flow of service to Sri Krishna, performed through all the endeavors of the body, mind and speech, and through the expression of various spiritual sentiments, bhavs, which is not covered by jnana, knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and karma, reward-seeking activities, and which is devoid of all desires other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna, is called Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. End of translation. Such a sadhu or guru has no worldly desires. His devotion is always like a stream of sweet honey, which flows like an unbroken current when it is poured. Similarly, you should see whether your own activities, by body, by words, by mind, and by heart or mood, are to please Krishna or not. Suppose you are taking Mahaprasad. Why are you taking it? Is it to please Krishna or not? If you are not taking it to please Krishna, then it is like karma. If you go to sleep for yourself, it is karma, not bhakti. However, if you go to sleep thinking, "I will take some rest, and from early morning I will serve Krishna. I will be always chanting, remembering, worshipping and serving, here and there," then even your sleeping is for Krishna. Yat kuroshi yadashnashi, yat jujosi didasi yat, yat tapasyasi kunteya, yat kurusva mat arpanam. Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Translation. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. End of translation. After some time, whatever you do will be to please Krishna and your pure Gurudev. If someone follows this principle and always acts to please Krishna, you can accept him as your guru, otherwise don't. If you were ignorant, you selected as guru someone who does not perform all his activities to please Krishna, guru and Vaishnavas, then reject that person. Reject him totally. Choose another guru very carefully and take initiation. Otherwise you cannot have pure devotion and love for Krishna. If you were initiated by a guru who was sincere at one time, but who fell down later on, reject him at once. Then you may enter the proper line and accept the self-realized devotees who are actually following Anya Bilasita Shunyam. Whatever they do to please Guru, Krishna and the Vaishnavas. They will be in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. If a person professing to be a guru is not actually in that line, he should be rejected at once. Bali Maharaj rejected his Gurudev, Sukracharya. Bharat Maharaj rejected his mother. Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father. The gopis rejected their husbands. And Vibhishan rejected his brother Ravan. There are abundant examples of this. If the guru is chanting and is somewhat in this line, but he cannot give you prema bhakti, then request him, please permit me to associate with a self-realized devotee. If he does not give you permission to do so, he is not a pure Vaishnava, and he also should be rejected. However, if he gives the order, you should go and I will also go, then he is a Vaishnava. You should respect him and also go to take the association of that high-class devotee. This is the proper process, and it was followed by Sri Shyamananda Goswami, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Srinivasacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, and so many others. If you follow Shastra and your superiors, you will come to the stage of Madhyam Adhikar. This is actually the meaning of Gundicha Mandya Marjana. It is better to honor real Vaishnavas than to only worship the deities. Worship the deity, but serve the Vaishnavas at the same time. Gradually try to come from the stage of Kanishtha to the stage of Madhyam. We are entering Kanishtha, but we are not even Kanishtha yet, because we have not full faith in the deity. When we realize Siddhanta, the established truths of Vaishnava philosophy, in the association of pure Vaishnavas, we will gradually become Madhyam Adhikari. This is the object of today's function. By this, the seed of the bhakti kripa that your Gurudev has given to you will sprout, and it will then develop into the shape of a kripa that will ultimately lead you to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the real process. When all the spots are removed, your status will be of the nature of pure devotion. Whatever you do, we should do as service to Krishna, for his pleasure. But this is not sufficient by itself. There should be no worldly desire at all in that service. If one takes initiation from a bona fide guru, and he is chanting, remembering, and reading books, but he thinks, I want to be wealthy, I want to have a very well qualified son, and a very beautiful home and wife, his bhakti will not be pure. Rather, it will be completely ruined. Even the desire for liberation is not pure bhakti. It is bhakti, but not pure uttam bhakti. It is called arop siddha bhakti, or sometimes sangha siddha bhakti. His bhakti will be mixed with karma, jnana, yoga, or anything else. More than 95% of those who call themselves bhaktas don't actually follow uttama bhakti or pure bhakti. They follow arop siddha bhakti and sangha siddha bhakti. What is arop siddha bhakti? Making a garden or establishing gurukuls and goshalas is not really bhakti, but it may create impressions, sanskars in the heart if the fruits are given to Krishna. If there is a gurukul, there is an opportunity that the boys will be given impressions from childhood for later development in bhakti. We see, however, that the students very rarely get these impressions. Many are ruined and are without character. They do not obey their fathers and mothers. They are not humble, and they do not honor devotees. Many are desperate. If that impression of bhakti had come, it would have been very good for them. It is only to give this impression that high-class devotees or gurus establish such institutions. If we make a garden, we can take the fruits to the deities and to pure devotees. But if the fruit is not given to them, the result will be very bad. Actual bhakti is the activity in which there is chanting and remembering only to please Krishna. In the past, many devotees collected vast wealth for their temples. They collected vast amounts of money in a few days. But what became of them? They left Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj wanted them to become qualified devotees. It is not sufficient merely to sweep or merely to wash off all the varieties of unwanted habits, such as aparads. Something affirmative should be there, a strong taste for Harinam and for hearing Harigata. It is not enough just to clean your heart. What will remain if you simply do that? Nothing. There should be something positive. There is no harm if you have no taste for chanting Harinam, but you should have a taste for hearing Harigata. If you do not, then hear again and again, and give proper respect to the pure devotees from whom you are hearing.
Satam prasangan mama vira samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasanaya gata tadjo sanatsa vapavargo vartmani shradaratir bhakti anukramishyati.
Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. End of translation. The speaker should be Satam, a pure devotee. Do not maintain your own false idea that an ordinary person or devotee is a Mahabhagavat. Who has the qualification to realize who is a Mahabhagavat? Srila Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, was an exalted Uttam Mahabhagavat, but he used to pretend he was smoking marijuana. He sometimes put dry fish bones here and there around his hut so people would think that he ate fish. He considered, "Those who are materially inclined should remain far away from me, so I can be alone to chant Krishna's name and remember him." Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was on friendly terms with Srila Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur honored him so much. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, used to take his darshan, and at that time Babaji Maharaj gave him many deep teachings. Guru Maharaj told us, "Sometimes he spoke such high philosophy that I could not understand him." If a devotee is ignorant, and not even a Kanishtha Vaishnava, how can he know who is actually a Mahabhagavat? He will choose an unqualified person as a Mahabhagavat, and the next day he will see how that person has fallen down. You should see what is your superior's idea regarding who is a Madhyam Adhikari and who is an Uttam Adhikari. And you can also realize this if you follow Krishna consciousness and establish yourself on the platform of the advanced stage of Madhyam Adhikari. It is an offense at the lotus feet of the real Mahabhagavat if you do not give him proper respect and instead give great respect to a third-class bogus person, calling him Mahabhagavat. Thus ends the third chapter of The Origin of Rathiyatra.